Next on Radio St. Pete's Lunchtime Conversation, we will feature the third in our series of five fabulous females honored last week at the Trade Winds on St. Pete Beach at Academy Prep of St. Petersburg's Five Fabulous Females Celebration. Pamela Greeson, founder and president of SMHG, a boutique advisory and asset management firm. As a seasoned professional in commercial real estate and finance, she is recognized as an expert in her field with three decades of expertise specializing in luxury hotels, resorts, and mixed-use hospitality real estate worldwide. Ms. Greeson was introduced by Academy Prep St. Petersburg sixth grader Anaya Hughes.
My name is Anaya Hughes, and I am a sixth grader at Academy Prep. My favorite enrichment activity is volleyball, and I'm so excited to share that I just made the cheer team for next year. When I grow up, I want to be an anesthesiologist, and I also want to run my own business, just like our next honoree, Ms. Pamela Greeson. Ms. Greeson has owned her own business for 24 years and serves on the boards of both Academy Prep and Shorecrest Preparatory Schools. She believes success is having meaningful relationships, always doing your best, and most importantly, giving back. Ms. Greeson taught me the importance of being patient, being persistent, trusting the process, and having a strong moral compass. We also found out we have so much in common. We both love the beach, we both love being on the water, and believe it or not, we both love math. I am proud to introduce our next honoree, Ms. Pamela Greeson.
So, I monkeyed around with my speech so much that I printed the wrong one, so I'm working from my phone. Being honest, everybody who's come before me today has said the same thing. I am honored and humbled to be here today. I see my co-honorees, those who have been honored before me, and I look around the room and I know so many of you, and I know how generous, kind, and giving all of you are, and I feel really grateful. And I feel hope when I see a community like ours that really cares. When Helen Barrett called me a couple months ago about being an honoree this year, I was overwhelmed and I was reluctant. I think I said something to Helen like, I haven't done enough and I don't think I'm qualified and there's still so much to do. But then I realized it would give me an opportunity to share with you what inspires me to give back and why Academy Prep is also so important to me and has a special place in my heart. My inspiration for giving back started simply by just having my eyes open as I reached adulthood and observing the world around me. I have been inspired by people, places, and my community. I was certainly inspired by travel when I was about to turn 30, quit a good job. My now husband was not my husband then. We took a rough backpacking trip around the world, several months, and we covered continents. And 27 years later, a lot of the places we went are still on the list of least developed countries in this world. But on that journey and in the ensuing decades, I have observed very challenging living conditions, despair, and hope. And I have met so many smart people, kind people, who are just working hard for a future and hoping for something better. And what has struck me as I've covered a lot of territory over 27 years now, is that I'm not smarter than anyone that I have met along the way, but I got really lucky. And I feel like it was kind of like winning the lottery ticket of life, because I was born here in a country where a structured educational system existed and was accessible to both girls and boys. I had a mother who, despite being a young widow when I was an infant, believed in the importance of education, and regardless of limited means, was focused on ensuring that I had a solid foundation. I had people around me who cared. To flash back, I left that big backpacking trip in 1996, determined that one day I would give back when I could and whenever possible, and I have tried to hold true to that. My wonderful daughter, Helena, who's here today and about to start high school, has heard me say, probably too often for her liking, that knowledge gives you power, and that gives you choices. It allows us to be more informed about the world we are in and make a difference. That is powerful, and it's really important. I'm proud to be a member of the board at Academy Prep. I get to have a little peek behind the curtain, and it's an amazing, amazing program. And look at Anaya. Anaya's phenomenal. How could I, in sixth grade, have stood up here and introduced anybody? Not a chance. These kids are beautiful, they're committed, and to just take a brief moment to give you an idea, their athletics, anybody in this room who has seen the Academy Prep students compete in athletics, this is a school that doesn't have a gymnasium. They do not have an enclosed gym. They play basketball, like you saw in that video, in an outside court that has a roof over it, but it is open air. And it is amazing what they do. And I feel really privileged because I know how they work. And I'm on the finance committee, and I get to be on the facilities committee, and I see what's behind the scenes, and there is nothing wasted. They do so much. And it doesn't happen without the support of the families of the students, the community, all of us here today. It's vital to the success of the institution. And I'm grateful for my family and my friends who are here today because we all lift each other up and we support each other and we give each other opportunities. And, you know, when you think about what inspires all of us, hopefully it's this sense of community and that you care about each other. One of the several definitions of philanthropy that I read is it's an active effort to promote human welfare. I believe sometimes it's monetary. Money's important to make all these things work. But other times it's just with the support of time, expertise, and simply compassion and caring about each other. All of these things are meaningful, and this room is filled with it. I think there was a past recipient, I think it may have been at this event, I'm not sure, but I remember writing it down because she said, those who can, should. And I couldn't agree more. So I thank you all for being here today. And I thank all current and past honorees for everything that you do. And I hope that everyone who hasn't been to the school will have a chance to visit it because it's an amazing place. And by the way, I think philanthropy extends to all the educators in this room and all the teachers at Academy Prep and the team that makes it work, because that is not a job for everyone. I couldn't do it, and it takes a lot of strength and commitment. So thank you.
Just heard Pamela Greeson, founder and president of SMHG, a boutique advisory and asset management firm, honored last week by Academy Prep St. Petersburg as part of their five fabulous female events. Pamela Greeson is also a board member at Academy Prep St. Petersburg, as well as Shorecrest Preparatory School. Tomorrow, we'll hear from the fourth fabulous female honored last week. It will be Kelly Mandello tomorrow on Lunchtime Conversations.